On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU football team has begun spring practice, sort of, with a foot of snow on the ground as of yet. Joined by senior linebacker Buckley Wright. Obviously, you guys want to be outside practicing, but how beneficial is the spring, inside or out, to get you guys ready for next fall?
Yeah, like you said, no doubt, very beneficial. Young guys, old guys, everybody. It's been a couple months since we've been out there. Like you said, we'd like to be outside, but indoors is getting it done too, running through our plays and getting ironing some wrinkles out for the spring game and for the fall coming up.
Rightly or wrongly, if it's justified or not, everybody always is concerned about the quarterback play for good reason. If you can't move the ball, doesn't matter what you guys on defense do, but how important is the spring just getting used to a quarterback and trying to develop some continuity offensively?
Yeah, exactly. Lost Lance Ronkstedt from last year, which is a big part, but we got right now we got five quarterbacks, five good candidates that can take the offense over. So I'd say that's a big position for the spring to be ironed out, is the quarterback, you know, the leader of the offense. And like I said, we got five guys that are, it's going to be a battle.
Do you guys as a defense go into the offseason knowing, okay, we need to play our best football right from the get-go and give the offense some time to get comfortable and start scoring some points?
Yeah, definitely. We know we're going to have to help them out, but just like in years past, there's going to be games that they're going to help us out. You know, it's kind of a give-and-get game. And, yeah, with the three positions or the three starters we lost from last year, it's three big starters, but not that many. You know, we're going to return a lot of guys, so we know we're going to have to help out the offense.
Defensively, thankfully, you've got a lot of pieces of the puzzle back. How much better do you think you guys can play? Because you guys played pretty well last year, too.
Yeah, I think it's easy to lose sight of how well we actually did when you're losing three, four games. But at the end of the year, you put all the stats together and you see how well you played. Those three starters we lost, those are going to be big. So we're going to need some guys to step up and fill those shoes. And then the rest of the returners, we're going to need them to step up and play even better to match what we did last year.
Defensively, especially 2 years ago, and you were in that mix too, you guys played a lot of minutes, a lot of snaps, and when there were a lot of guys that were playing defensively that, you know, were twos and threes and even fours on the depth chart when the season began, how much better does that make you guys, you know, next fall, that you guys have kind of been there and done that defensively?
Yeah, exactly. It's just experience and the reps. You know, we had a young team last fall, and we're going to be young again this year, and you know, myself included, and all the other starters that were out there last fall, we're just gaining experience, so we're going to be that much better for this fall.
How excited are you guys that hopefully once the snow gets out of here, you're able to get the grass off that field and get turf on there this summer?
I think it's mixed feelings among the guys. I'm definitely going to make the Chet Anderson look a lot nicer. Like I said, there are those players out there that would prefer to play on the natural grass, so it's a toss-up, but it'll definitely be a good start to getting the facilities around here a lot better.
Obviously, the footing is the biggest thing. You get late in the year in high school, and you guys beat that thing up pretty good. As a defense, what's it, especially a linebacker, when you guys need to get going north and south in a hurry, is knowing that your footing is going to be good. How big of a factor is that?
Yeah, it's good. It's good to know that. You know, the part that the coach always come back to is the offense is playing on the same surface as you are, you know, so it's an equal game, but it's definitely going to be nice, like you said, to have that good footing all year round.
Enjoy the rest of the spring and good luck.
Yes, thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.